We go. I'm Emma Louie, and I'm interviewing Mrs. May Wong of Los Angeles. Today is May the 8th, 1982. Mrs. Wong, you were born, where were you born?
Right here in Los Angeles.
Right in Los Angeles. And did you come from a large family? How many how many children were there in your family?
Nine children in the family.
Nine children. And how about your parents? What is your father's name?
Su Hu Leung, L-E-U-N-G.
Uh-huh. And then how about your mother?
My mother's name was Yi Oi.
And then, let's see, was your father born in this country?
No, my father was born in China.
Where?
Guangdong, Chakham, Huaiping.
Uh-huh. Okay, and then how about your mother?
My mother was born in Santa Barbara.
Oh, now, were her parents born in China? Or was
your? Yes, I think so.
I see. And how did your parents meet, if your father was born over in China?
Well, a match marriage in those days.
Really? So that's how your parents met, was through matchmakers.
Matchmaker.
I see. How about any of you children? Were any of your, in your family, did you, any of you, you know, were married through this method
no.
of matchmaking? You all had.
No, our days were different.
So, well, I forgot to ask, how old are you, Mrs. Wong?
Oh, I guess I have to tell my age now. I'm 80.
You're 80 years old. That's great. So you were born in
1901.
And then how about the other children? When, let's see, you are in number what
number
in your family? Number three in your family. Now, what kind of work did your father do?
My father had a Chinese grocery store. Mm-hmm. They called it dry goods in those days.
Oh.
He was a cigar maker at first. He had a cigar store.
Well, when did he come to America?
When he was 12 years old.
And where did he live then?
Well, when he first came over, he landed in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. And after a few years, I think he came down to Los Angeles.
I see. So what year was that when he was 12?
Probably 1872.
Uh-huh. So did he come with his father?
No, he came alone.
He came alone with somebody else from his village?
Well, there were a lot of people coming.
Uh-huh.
And he came over, what do you call it, steerage in those days,
right.
On a boat.
Yeah. And so he stayed here?
He landed in San Francisco and stayed there.
And then when did he come to Los Angeles then?
Oh, I don't know exactly when he came to Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
A few years later.
So he's stayed in Los Angeles
stayed
since
Los
the 1870s. And did he have a dry goods store then?
No, he didn't have anything then. I don't know what he did then.
Uh-huh.
He married my mother when he was 34.
I see. And then he went into the dry goods business.
Grocery and dry goods.
Now, where was that store located?
Down in Old Chinatown.
Do you remember the street?
Apple Plaza.
You remember the number?
Yeah, 311
really?
Apple Plaza.
No. So then your store stayed there that whole time until
the Union Station took over and we moved up to Spring Street.
I see. Then where did your family live then? You know, when you and your children, and your brothers and sisters.
Well, we had a house on Apple Plaza, end of Apple Plaza.
Uh-huh.
We built a little house there.
So it was not behind the store
or
above the store.
No.
Was that rather unusual in those days?
No, it was the same street, only the end of the street. There were several houses there.
Uh-huh. So how many other families were there
on
that little street?
There must be four or five homes there.
And do you recall who were some of the other families?
Well, I know one family next to us was a Lum family.
Uh-huh. And they're still in town?
No, part of the family is living in San Diego.
I see.
And all the rest have gone away.
Uh-huh. And then how about the other two families?
The others in
you don't recall?
I wouldn't remember. There was a gospel mission right next door to us.
Oh, really? Did you attend
that? They call it a gospel mission.
Uh-huh.
No, we didn't go to that one.
Which one did you go to?
We went to a Presbyterian one.
The Presbyterian Church. Did your whole family go, including your parents?
Went now or then?
No, then.
Then, no. Just the children went.
Now, how did you happen to go down to the Presbyterian church?
Well, because there was a small schoolhouse in Chinatown, and we started there. And they had a regular church service on Sundays, so the children all went there.
So when you said a little schoolhouse, does that mean they were teaching English
teaching
or Chinese?
English.
Oh, so you attended school at the
It's a little schoolhouse on Wan Street.
Uh-huh.
Was there for many, many years.
And it just catered to the Chinese
children.
And this was English school.
English school.
So you attended school there until how old?
Oh, until when I was about in the first grade, I think. Then we went to Macy Street School.
Then all your brothers and sisters, and then you went from there to what school then?
There we went to junior high, Custer Intermediate School, they called it. They didn't call it junior high then.
Oh, I see. And then from there?
It was L.A. High then.
So that meant... And did your family live in that Chinatown, you know, on Apple Plaza Street?
Yes, Apple Plaza Street, until we moved to Spring Street in 1938, I think, 37 or 8, when the Union Station was being built.
Oh, I see. So then when you moved to Spring Street, well, your father then moved his store to Spring
Street.
Yes,
the store.
But how about...
Then we had living quarters in the back then.
Oh, I see. So, I've forgotten, did I ask you how many children there were in the family?
Nine.
And how many brothers and how many
sisters? Three brothers and five sisters.
Now, what are they all doing?
Now?
Or
well, they're all married
then.
Now. I've lost my sister and I've lost all three brothers.
Did any of, say, your brothers and sisters, well, go on to higher education beyond
Los Angeles High? Graduated from USC and was working for the Department of Water and Power until he passed away.
I see.
And he's the one that helped build the new Chinatown.
Oh, you're the Peter Sue.
Peter Sue, my brother.
Okay, I didn't connect that. Now, how about the others in your family then?
The other brother? Oh, David.
Or the other brothers
and sisters. David was called the policeman? Security guard. He owned a security patrol service in Chinatown.
I see. Then how about the other?
And the other one passed away. He was quite young.
I see. How about your sisters then?
Oh, my sisters are all married.
Any of them go on for higher education?
No.
How about you yourself?
Yeah, my younger sister did.
What did
she? She went to UCLA.
I see. And what did she graduate in?
She graduated many years ago.
But let's see, so when you were growing up then in Chinatown, how about the organizations that you may have belonged to down there?
Well, not
the
in
children?
Those days when we were young, not until I was married. And I have so many organizations that I belong to.
Up to that time, I see. Okay, so we'll cover that in a minute though. So how about family gatherings? Did your family, say, observe Chinese holidays?
Chinese New Year's, and Christmas, Thanksgiving.
How about any organizations that your parents belonged to?
No, not in those days.
They didn't, did they attend?
No, the ladies didn't come out in those days anyway.
Oh, what did they do then?
Stayed home.
Stayed home? Did your mother?
Yeah, she stayed home.
Did she teach you any of the, say,
Chinese
the
customs?
Chinese customs?
Yes, in those days, yes.
Then
not until later years, and my mother started going to church and coming out.
And then how about your father? Did he belong to organizations?
No, he didn't belong to organizations.
They did they have, you know, say, merchants
gongsa.
Organizations or
no,
gongsa?
They didn't have gongsa then until... Many years later.
When was
the... In the olden days, they didn't have gongsa.
You see, the Suhu Family Association.
Family Association.
It didn't start until
no.
when? Do you recall?
I don't know. Until we grew up. I belong to the Wang Association, that's...
That's because of your husband.
I
see. Then how about when you were going to school, your friends, did... Were most of your friends, say,
Chinese friends.
Caucasians
yeah,
or what?
Yeah, Chinese friends.
Mostly.
Yes.
Did you bring home, say, any friends of other racial groups?
No. We just played among our neighbors and.
Mm-hmm. How about, did you have clubs in those days among your young people?
No clubs.
How about dating?
Not that I remember.
How about dating or anything like that?
It was later years after we all grew up.
You didn't date during those years either. Yeah. So how did you meet your husband then?
Well, we were growing up then.
Well, I mean, did you?
Well, he lived around there too.
I see. So that was how you met. Okay. So when you married then, did you, say, observe Chinese customs too?
No.
You didn't have to jum cha, things like that?
No, not in those days. I didn't anyway. Uh-huh. I was married in the church.
I see. So
big church.
Which church was that?
Emmanuel Presbyterian Church.
I see. Oh, that is a big church there. Then how many children do you have?
Just one.
One child.
Barbara Jean.
Barbara Jean. And Barbara Jean is, well known also in the Chinese community.
Oh, yes.
Between the two of you, you have a lot to do with women's organizations. So I understand that, you know, you were very actively involved with the Chinese Women's Club.
Yes, Chinese Women's Club and the Girls Club.
How did you get started with the with this organization?
Well, I had many friends, mm-hmm. and one day we all got together and said, "Oh, we must organize a women's club."
Why?
I don't know. We thought we'd have a club to promote friendship among the Caucasian people, you know, and mm-hmm. different nationalities.
So a small
group got together and mm-hmm. we organized this club. Uh-huh. Then we joined the Federation of Women's Club.
Did that come right at the beginning, the joining the Federation?
Oh, yes, because someone heard that the Chinese women had organized a club, uh-huh. and the Federation approached us. Uh-huh. That was in 1940. That wasn't too far uh-huh. back.
So when you, how many women organized then?
Oh, about 14 or 15 then. I don't remember exactly.
That's a large.
We were one of the charter members.
Group. And did all of you, you know, grow up here in Los Angeles? I mean, the women.
Most of them. Some of them are from Hong Kong, but uh-huh. they've been here many years.
So were these women, school friends? That was how you came to organize. I mean, how did this little group of women get together in the first place?
Gee, I really don't know. We mm-hmm. just knew each other mm-hmm. from, you know, going to different doings. Mm-hmm. That was way after I grew up, you know, married and.
Well, what kind of doings, I mean, that you're talking about then?
Well, just like parties and uh-huh. weddings or banquets uh-huh. and birthdays, you know, all things like that.
I see. So the Chinese Women's Club then organized in 1940.
40, I think.
And is it still in existence?
Oh, yes, still in existence.
And what have been some of the functions or some of the some of the organized activities that your organization has
well,
taken part in?
Well, we raise money every year, and we donate to scholarships.
For what?
For the students, uh-huh. different high schools.
Would it be just for women or boys too?
Boys and girls, uh-huh. Chinese.
Of Chinese ancestry.
We donate $1,600 every year just for scholarship.
Now, which schools would this be?
Well, Marshall High, mm-hmm. Belmont, mm-hmm. Lincoln, mm-hmm. one more. What's the other one? Roosevelt at one time.
Mm-hmm. And you've been doing this since the founding of your organization.
Yes.
That's marvelous.
I'm a past president.
I see. So how did your organization raise this money then?
Well, the last few years we raised it by selling cookbooks. Uh-huh. We had made up a cookbook. Uh-huh. But previous years we used to have carnivals and teas.
Luncheons.
Yes, we have luncheons mm-hmm. once a year.
To raise the money.
To raise the money.
Now, was your organization ever a part of, say, you know, Zhonghua Wuguan?
Well, I don't know. We belong to it. Mm-hmm. But we've never raised money that way. Them.
Do you attend meetings? I mean, do you send a representative?
We used to, but now
when you first started.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did the there was, but you still have this linkage with, say, I mean, you are still considered a part of the makeup of the Chinese Consolidated Benevolent Association.
No. Mm-hmm.
So you're a separate entity, entirely.
Yes.
Now, how about the Chinese Women's Club Juniors then? I understand.
Well, that's just the junior part.
Uh-huh.
We don't have anything.
Now, how was that organized? Do you recall?
Well, the younger ones are the juniors. Well, they get to be 35 or 33, then they can come into the women's club. 18 to 35.
But it's no longer 35. They've raised.
See, they're no longer juniors. Then they can come into the women's club.
I see.
The seniors.
Uh-huh. So that organization, did your group have anything to do with founding it?
Well, most of our seniors have daughters,
uh-huh.
and they thought they'd like to have a junior group, because American
uh-huh.
Club, they all have a junior group.
Oh, as part of the federation
mm-hmm.
of women's clubs, the juniors belong to them.
Yes.
I see. So the juniors club, that's still in existence, right?
Yes.
Mm, still.
And Barbara Jean, are you with that
group? She's a past president of the juniors.
I'm now a senior.
I see. Did you help to found that group then?
Not found it. The seniors founded it. They organized it.
They organized
right.
it for the daughters.
Mm-hmm.
So
daughters and nieces.
Uh-huh. So who was the first president of that group?
Arlene Chan.
Mm-hmm.
And I was the second president.
Mm-hmm. And that group is still very active too.
Well, they're going through a period of low membership at this
uh-huh.
point.
Now, what has been some of the functions of the Chinese Women's Club Junior?
Well, they basically do the same kinds of things, philanthropy work,
mm-hmm.
and they do a lot of community type kind of work, service.
Such as what?
Helping in Chinatown, like during Chinese New Year's, or they used to do a health day.
Mm-hmm.
They help out with the library, and they've helped out with the Halloween carnival at the Alpine Playground.
Mm-hmm. And so the Chinese Women's Club itself, what kind of activities has it become involved in in these past years? You know, Mrs. Wong?
Mm. We just have a luncheon every year now.
Mm-hmm.
And the Federation ladies all come. That's how we raise our money.
Uh-huh. And then this is what you're still contributing
yes.
to scholarships. Now you
yes.
said you were president. Now when were you
president? 1950, I think, or 51.
Uh-huh. And how many members have
mm-hmm.
you had in?
About 35 members, huh? 35 members.
That has been your top.
Yes.
Your top.
We
membership.
Have a few more.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple of them dropped, and then we have a few more that way.
I see. Okay. Now, I wanted to get back to your family. Your father had a store.
Yes.
And what was the name of his store?
Sang Yuen.
Sang?
S-A-N-G, capital Y-U-E-N, company.
Y-U-E-N.
Mm-hmm.
And that was primarily a grocery store selling.
Yes, Sang Yuen.
Does it sell meat and
no, it don't sell
vegetables?
Meat, it sells grocery, and it sells dry goods like shirts and socks and things like that. That's what they call dry goods in those days.
Oh, I see. It was sort of like a combination
yes.
dry goods and grocery store. That was that pretty common in those
yes,
days to have
days,
this kind of combination?
Mm-hmm. They call them merchandise stores, dry goods
uh-huh.
merchandise.
I see. So
and now they call them markets.
Did they call them, well, did it include, say, fresh vegetables and things like that?
No vegetables.
Just all canned goods?
Yeah, no, like wu tao wu, sang gong, what do you call those things?
Is that
fresh
vegetables? Partly. Did most of, was it mostly for Chinese consumption?
Yes, all Chinese grocery.
Mm-hmm. And then so your store was located in?
Right in Chinatown.
Right in Chinatown. And then you said it moved to Spring Street.
Spring Street. And they tore the old Chinatown down.
And then
See, that's when my brother built the new Chinatown, because everybody had to move. We moved to Spring Street, and the other part moved up to Broadway, where the new Chinatown is.
So where was your store located on
the Spring Street? Right next to Chinatown, where China City is.
Sangyuan, is it still there?
No, no, no. It's closed many years.
When did it close? In the
1950 something.
I see. So
before then.
Before then? 51?
Before then.
In the 1940s then?
Probably then. I don't remember exactly. Yeah.
So your brother then was connected with the founding
Chinatown.
Of New Chinatown.
Yes.
Can you give us something of the you know, background, how he happened to become involved?
I don't know.
Did he talk much about it with his family?
He did. My sister is the one that would know more about it, because she had something to do with Chinatown up there.
Mm-hmm.
He was a friend of this, is it Southern Pacific or Santa Fe Station?
He was a friend
the land
of
belonged to the either Santa Fe or Santa Southern Pacific. I don't remember.
New Chinatown.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It just started that way because some of these stores had to move.
Mm-hmm. So he happened to be a friend of this man, Mr.
They have that plaque in Chinatown, that memorial.
The
great big plaque memorial in. The bronze plaque.
The bronze plaque of Herbert.
It's in memory of those
Herbert
two
Lapham.
That built it.
Right.
That built the new Chinatown.
Uh-huh.
Have you seen it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. In fact, our society during its tours, you know, would go by and explain this.
Oh, then
plaque.
You should know.
What is your name on that?
No,
plaque
my name is not on there.
No, when you when you married, then did you have any kind of business, you and your husband?
No, my husband had a produce business.
A produce business. What was the name of that?
Superior Produce.
Mm-hmm. Then where was that located?
7th and Central.
Why was that located down there?
The
was
Terminal Market. Oh, the big produce market down there.
Down in that
the Chinese.
Area. I see. Did he have mostly Chinese customers then?
No, I don't think they were Chinese customer.
It was mostly
Korean customers.
I see. And
but that's a big produce market then.
Uh-huh.
A wholesale terminal market, they call it.
Still is.
I haven't seen
it. All the Chinese made all their money.
That's
produce.
You're talking about the produce market,
mm-hmm.
But you had.
Well, my husband had his place of business there when I married him.
I see. And
1920.
So what, let's see. What did you say the name was? The of his business,
Superior Produce,
and that
originally was Thomas G. Chung Company. He was with.
Uh huh. And then he started
this
on his
other
own.
One.
Mm-hmm. Now, where was the produce coming from? Where would he
the
get
vegetables.
It? No, but who grew them? Where
right here in Los Angeles. There used to be a lot of farms around here.
Where were
in
they
those
located?
Days.
Now we're talking about the 1920s
now.
Mm-hmm. Now, where would the farms be located? I mean, like, would it be out in Hollywood or San Fernando?
They have some in Hollywood. This part was all farmland.
Uh-huh. And then how about San Fernando Valley?
Oxnard, San Fernando, where all the asparagus farms.
Uh-huh. So your husband would go out to these farms then, or he had contracts with these
contracts,
farms?
Contracts, I think. I don't know much about that.
Uh-huh.
But he had it until he passed away.
I see. So is it being carried on at all?
No.
In those days, it was mostly the
Chinese
who
were all produce people then. Outside of Chinatown, mm-hmm. Then they're all produce.
Uh-huh. But now it's
now they
changed.
Have everything now, yes.
I see. So did you have any store or anything connected with New Chinatown, the one that your brother founded? How about the other Chinatown?
Sisters.
Your sisters.
My family, they all have.
Your family has a store.
My sister. And
which stores are these located in New Chinatown?
Well, she used to have the Chinese Jade,
mm-hmm.
China Dior.
Oh, the Chinese Dior, that's a little restaurant.
There. Yeah, a restaurant. Mm-hmm.
How about the other Chinatown, the New Chinatown?
That's a New Chinatown.
China City, that's what I think.
Oh, China City, no. I had a restaurant there.
What was the name of your
Lotus
restaurant?
Lotus Inn.
Now, how did you happen to get started there?
I don't know. I just wanted to start a restaurant in those days, so my cousin and I both got together and opened that restaurant in China City called Lotus Inn.
What did you serve?
Chinese food.
I mean, like what kind?
Oh, typical Chinese food.
Rice or noodles?
Yes. Oh, no, not just noodles. Rice, chop suey, and all those Chinese dishes.
Now, was business pretty good down
there?
Yes,
it was very good in those days.
Now, how did...
And we had a bar with it, cocktail bar.
So how many, how large was your little restaurant? How many tables?
I don't remember, about 100 altogether, seats 100 people.
Well, that's a pretty large size restaurant.
Now it's still there. Somebody else runs it now. Somebody opened a new restaurant just in the same place now, I heard.
Oh, what is the name?
Gita. They say the food is very good there.
Where would this be located?
Right at the corner.
Of what?
I don't know how to tell you. In the 600 block. It has a patio right next to it.
That's not a corner number.
It's not the corner, of course.
You know where Hong Fa Chun was?
It used to be Hong Fa Chun?
No.
Fanny Chalk?
No.
They were had it for a while.
No, China City was located. I mean, the only thing that I recall of China City right now, physical evidence, is the parking lot where Filippi's.
Oh, no, not that far. That's
China
way
City.
At the end, China City. That's a
this
corner.
Was, this was
it's
the
further this way.
Right on Spring Street.
Right on Spring Street. China City was located down
on
that
Spring
far.
Street.
On Spring Street.
Spring all the way back.
From Macy to Ord. That whole block was China City.
I see where that gas station is now.
Yes, there's a gas station down the corner. But you're talking about Main Street. Most of China City is up on Spring. The main entrance.
Main entrance was on Spring Street. Where the present Chinese groceries are located?
Yes.
Were they part of China City?
Whole Spring Street is China City. But inside the square is where they had all those little stands that Mrs. Sterling put in.
I see.
But
so
that's gone, all those things are.
Okay, so then that part of China, was that called China City also, the stores that fronted on Spring Street?
Well, that whole, supposed the whole block is China City.
Oh, I see.
Christine Sterling was the one that started that in there, and she put in all those little... What do you call those little booths?
On the inside.
The inside.
Where was the main entrance?
Right where my restaurant was. Right next to my restaurant. Great big square
entrance.
There where you can go right in.
Was that on Spring Street?
On Spring Street. You could also go in on Main.
Now we're talking about the odd side of Spring, the east side of Spring.
Yes, east side of Spring.
So the entrance was what, in the center
right
of that
in the
street?
Middle of the block.
Is there a store there now?
No, there's a parking lot for the restaurant now.
Parking lot for which restaurant?
For this, there used to be my Lotus Inn.
I see, but
what somebody else has a restaurant now, I don't know what the name is. That's where they park.
There's a parking lot there in that restaurant.
Small lot. I think it's still there, I haven't been down there for so long.
Okay, so that was how you got into China City.
Yes.
Okay, so then that restaurant that you had on Spring Street then was part of Mrs.
Sterling's
China City.
Yes, we had to pay rent to Mrs. Sterling in those days.
So what happened after China City burned down?
I don't know. They didn't rebuild it, I don't think.
But
my restaurant wasn't burned, you know. Just those little shops, the few little stalls were burned, that's all.
Do you recall what happened? They had a right after they opened. Did they have a? They had some kind of a fire a year later.
Well, that's quite some time later, I think. They had a little fire. Didn't burn that much.
How about the second time?
Spring Street
though?
Wasn't burned at all.
How about the second time then? They had a fire. So then
I wasn't there then.
I see. So does Mrs. Sterling's corporation still own that clock?
Oh, no. She's been gone long ago, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who owns it now. I haven't kept track of it.
I see. So it no longer?
No. I sold my place in 1944, I think. Something
oh, I
like
see.
That.
I see. So that, you know, that China City Corporation doesn't own that block anymore.
I don't believe so.
Mm-hmm. Then
I think different ones have bought certain parts of it.
I see. So, like in New Chinatown, the one that your brother founded,
mm-hmm.
now the corporation bought the land, right? So the
different ones, the 11 or 19 people, they
mm-hmm.
bought, each bought a part. My brother bought the part where we are now. We have a little building there.
Mm-hmm.
And
which building is that?
Next to Grandview. You know where the barbershop
uh-huh.
is?
Mm-hmm.
That building is ours.
I see.
Belongs to the family.
Mm-hmm. So then the other parts of that New Chinatown belong to
different
other
ones bought
different people.
Sections.
I see. But it's still under a corporation.
Yes. Los Angeles Chinatown Corporation.
Mm-hmm.
The streets and all belong to them.
I see.
The outer part belongs to them.
Uh-huh. But Chinatown has expanded.
Oh, yes.
And did
expand across the street. And across on Broadway,
mm-hmm.
where the Mandarin Plaza is now.
So did your corporation have, you know,
no,
part of that expansion?
No.
None of that.
They just have a certain
this little
square.
Certain section,
mm-hmm.
I see. Now, I've often wondered about those, you know, the gate.
Yes.
The one that's on East Broadway, on the east side of Broadway, the East Gate, they call it. It fronts on Broadway?
Front faces Broadway.
Right. That's
built by Chinatown Corporation.
Y.C. Hong has...
Yeah, that's in memory of his mother, that one.
Mother,
he has
right.
a building there, see?
Right.
He has two buildings.
Now, the old pictures of that gate show that there used to be huge, you know, like telephone pole-like structures. Now it's just upright. But there used to be, the gate used to be... it looked like it was stabilized, you know, by these telephone, I mean, these large round poles that come.
I don't remember it being that way.
Like a V shape. We've seen photographs of that, so I was wondering when that changed over.
No.
You don't recall
that? No. But the other two facing Spring Street.
Right.
Has never been changed.
The,
you know, there's two.
Right,
gates.
There's the gates. Yeah, there's another gate.
There's two of them.
Not
right
on Spring Street, that's on
Hill
Street.
I mean Hill Street,
oh,
now
okay.
I call it Spring Street. On Hill Street.
Uh-huh.
They used to call it Castellar.
Oh.
Now it's Hill Street. Yeah, those gates are still there, the same.
Mm-hmm. They weren't built at the same time, though, were they? Were they raised
well,
at the same time?
About the same.
Mm-hmm. I see. So, tell me, is there a Spring Street corporation at all? They're all individual markets.
All individual owned property there too.
Uh-huh. So they don't have any kind of association or organization.
Now they have one called the Chamber of Commerce. Now that they all belong.
They belong to that
Chamber of Commerce
organization.
Now.
So to have some kind of agreement among the merchants, then I see. So you've seen a lot of changes in Chinatown then from the time
yes,
you
I mean,
were.
Yeah.
Born in old Chinatown, and you've seen it change over. Do you recall some of the, you know, your father's reaction or something, or what happened when Chinatown was being torn down?
Well, they talked about it for years, you know, before they finally had to move.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, I guess they all felt they had to move, that's all.
Mm-hmm. It was just a...
See, we were all married then, so.
Uh-huh. All the children were married
yeah, most
then.
Of, except one sister wasn't married then.
Uh-huh. So it didn't touch your family?
No,
that,
not that much.
That hard. How about the others in Chinatown, in that Chinatown area?
Well, I guess at first they didn't like it, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But later when everybody had to move, I guess they just felt that they had to move too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So was there any, do you recall any discussion of whether one should go up to New Chinatown or to China City because they were built at the same time?
Well, I guess the one that had a little money, moved up to New Chinatown.
Mm-hmm.
And those that couldn't afford it stayed in China City because the rent was much cheaper there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. So the little stores that were in China City at that time were mostly little booths.
Yeah, they're all little. Right. She built little booths, stalls like, to rent to all these people.
Well, how about the other stores? You said your store was fronted on Spring Street.
Spring Street,
were there other stores that were being fronted on Spring Street also?
Because those were all old buildings.
They were already Chinese
Italian
business.
People, I think, that used to run stores up there. Uh-huh. They had moved away.
Uh-huh.
And all the stores are rented to the Chinese.
Uh-huh.
And they were regular stores, not little stalls like the Christine Sterling did.
I see.
She called her little part China City, but actually...
that whole block was China City.
Well, that section, you know.
That
of course, the other stores didn't belong to Christine, you know.
The other stores that were on Spring Street.
On Spring, big stores, didn't belong to her.
Oh, that was what I was wondering, because I was trying to understand, you know, this little block that we're talking about that's bordered by North Spring, Macy, Ord, and Main.
Macy, Main, yes. But they had regular stores there. Actually, the part where Christine made used to be an auto part, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Because she didn't tear any building down to build those stalls.
Mm-hmm. And your entrance was on Main and on Spring.
Mm-hmm.
No Main entrance was on Macy or
No, because they had regular stores on Macy.
I see.
It's always been there.
Uh-huh.
Macy had stores, and Spring had store, and Ord had stores.
Uh-huh.
But this inside part, she made it in little tiny stalls to rent.
Oh, I see. So when you had your...
Well, my restaurant was there. It was
part of China City.
Yes.
Oh, okay, because that was what I didn't understand too well. I was wondering why was your restaurant a part of it when the other stores fronting on Spring Street were not?
My little restaurant was built with the others. My father's store is about 2-3 doors, the regular old stores.
Mm-hmm.
That was already a building that was already there.
Mm-hmm. So your father's store was just...
On Spring Street. We met at one of those doors.
Closer down
closer
to
near China City, a few doors away from China City, or from where the entrance is.
Oh, I see. You don't recall what that is now.
The stores?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're Chinese stores now.
No, I mean your father used to have
a store there. Yes, but somebody else is using it for something else now, because we gave it up and moved up to New Chinatown. See, my brother built the New Chinatown, we built the building there. So my father moved up there to the new place.
Oh, now what was the name of his store up there?
Now we closed the store then.
You had the store in Spring Street,
yes.
Your father.
My father did.
Sun Yuen.
Mm-hmm.
And then he moved up to
New Chinatown.
Now what was that called?
It's just a building with many shops.
Oh,
out.
I see. So he didn't have his little grocery
up
there.
They had an apartment upstairs to live.
Oh, I see. I see. Okay. It's rather, you know, confusing to me trying to, recall these events. So the China City then, when it closed down and when it burned down,
mm-hmm.
didn't affect you then?
No, didn't affect us at all.
You were
still there.
And then the new Chinatown has since grown.
Well,
right. Now, what were some of your brother's hopes for, you know, that new Chinatown? Did he ever mention any of that? What he had hoped to see? What?
Really, I don't know. What do you think?
You ever expressed that to, you know, the family? I'm sure the Su Hu family has been very proud of his accomplishments.
Oh, yes.
It's
it's really grown into something that your family probably has not envisioned in those days. Those were pre-war days.
I know, pre-war days there. Mm-hmm. And we had four buildings there when they first moved up there.
Mm-hmm. Only four buildings.
Mm-hmm. Four big buildings. Then later on, each one bought. You know, mm-hmm. like Golden Pagoda, mm-hmm. they bought that section later. Mm-hmm. But the other buildings were only four buildings. Even YC Hong didn't come in until about a year or so later, or 2 years, year and a half later, I think.
Now, what were the original four buildings?
Where General Lee's building is, Grandview, the R building,
mm-hmm.
and Choi Phalo building.
Mm-hmm. Those are the original
building. Then a year later, before YC Hong came in, built the other two buildings.
Mm-hmm. Then the
Pagoda built.
Right. And then after that came more buildings.
More across the street.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just wanted to ask about, you know, going back to the time of the women's organizations that you were active with. You used to be active with the Maywa Club.
Yes.
Right now.
Still.
Still. Oh, okay. Now, how did that start? The Maywa Club.
A group of girls were playing basketball at the International Institute, and then they decided that they need a sponsor.
Mm-hmm. And these were just all Chinese girls?
Chinese girls.
Mm-hmm.
They're all teenagers.
Uh-huh.
So they came to ask me.
Uh-huh.
And I told them I would.
Okay. And so what else did these girls do besides play basketball?
Well, in those days they played basketball, but uh-huh. now they're a philanthropy group now. They're all married,
uh-huh.
but they're still very active yet,
uh-huh.
and they do a lot of philanthropy work now.
Such as?
For years we used to raise money for the blind girls in China.
Uh-huh.
We used to give carnivals and different things to
mm-hmm.
raise money, and we send it to China every year.
Mm-hmm.
Then after the war broke out, we weren't able to
mm-hmm.
send.
This is World War II?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So we've been doing some work here in Los Angeles. We
mm-hmm.
donate to different ones.
Okay.
We give scholarships,
mm-hmm.
and we've donated to the Alpine Playground,
mm-hmm.
and like the Chinese church, we bought library furniture for Chinese church here, and different things. And we donated $1,000 to the Chinatown Library.
That's marvelous.
Last year.
That's marvelous.
So,
so how does the group raise its money?
By giving all these things. You know, we give luncheons, and
mm-hmm.
we give carnivals,
mm-hmm.
and we have fashion shows.
Mm-hmm.
We donated to the Exceptional Children's Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
We gave a tea here. And we raised several hundred dollars.
Cancer Society.
And we give to Cancer Society every
mm-hmm.
year.
That's marvelous. And this club was founded in 1932.
We just celebrated our 50th anniversary.
That's right, the Chinese Historical Society.
Yes, they honored us, too. That's
yeah.
very nice of them.
Do you have one original charter member?
Yes, we have one original charter member.
Who's that?
That's Dora Suhu. She's
uh-huh.
still active.
Now, is she a relative of the Suhu family?
Well, she's my sister-in-law now. She married my second brother.
Uh-huh.
Who started the drum corps.
He was the one that started the drum corps.
Your
Chinese,
second brother
yes,
started.
David Suhu.
David
mm-hmm.
started.
Started the Chinese girls drum corps.
Uh-huh. And what year was that?
1938.
And
they were in existence for about 15 years.
Mm-hmm. And it was just all girls?
All girls drum corps. Mm-hmm.
All Chinese girls.
All Chinese girls.
Uh-huh.
We won many, many prizes, trophies. And,
uh-huh. and you performed, the girls performed in parades?
Yes, all the different parades from
mm-hmm.
all over.
Now, what gave your brother the idea for forming this
Well, he's always been very musical.
Uh-huh.
And he just happened to think that, oh, maybe it'd be nice to organize a girls' drum corps.
So
and
did
he? Started it. Well, they had that Moon Festival here that year, 1938.
Was that the first Moon Festival?
First Moon Festival. And he started those girls, and they started, and they were in the parade, and from then on, they were very active in different things. They grew and grew.
Uh-huh. Then what happened that it stopped?
Well, then the girls, some of the girls got married, and, you know, that way. So they disbanded during the war.
Uh-huh. Now, did your brother teach them
how to play the drums? Yes.
So it was primarily a drum. There was
no bugles or marching
or anything like that.
No, they
you had
to
marching?
March too.
I mean, marching in a fancy formation.
Oh, they did.
Now, who